3 years ago tomorrow, President Bush landed on the deck of the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln, and while standing before a banner stating mission accomplished, he declared that major combat operations in Iraq had been completed. Since that day, more than 1,675 American military personnel have died in combat in Iraq, including at least 70 fatalities this month, the deadliest month of the year so far for American forces. Corporal Scott Banhold was killed in Iraq on April 12th by a roadside bomb. Corporal Banhold was assigned to the 1st Battalion in Fort Hood, Texas, but he grew up in a town called Merrick on New York's Long Island. From member station WNYC, Kathleen Horan has this remembrance.
Scott Banhold enlisted just in time to beat the Army's age deadline. He had two kids, an ex-wife, and held jobs as varied as a Disney World dancer, an Amway salesman, and a collections agent. People in his hometown knew him mostly for pursuits that had little to do with the military. At Mary Bill's Diner, one of the owners, Nick Kulkus, remembers Banhold as a fixture there with his favorite menu item.
Cheeseburger. I make more cheeseburger for him than anybody else. Oh, God, don't make me cry. I can see his smile.
Nick's wife, Mary, says they saw Banhold grow up over those cheeseburgers.
They go to school, they were coming in, and then you went through all the parts of his life with them. When we'd get different parts, he was happy. He was happy when he found somebody, got married, his children. You know, all this, you go through it with them.
Banhold took his first dance lesson at 7 years old. His teacher, Donna Schaefer, says Scott was hooked soon after that first class.
He was so eager to learn. He was hungry all the time. He couldn't get enough. He never wanted to leave when class was over. He just wanted to stay, and he did.
But Banhold's older brother, Joe, says the ballet, jazz, and tap came at a price.
I remember the dancing. I thought that was a great thing, but he took a lot of flack for that. That just didn't go down well. His peers just, it tore him up about it. It bothered him.
Schaefer says the harassment Banhold received did not keep him from class.
You have to be really brave. You have to be very sure of who you are as a man when you're dancing. It did not deter Scott.
That's part of why Brother Joe was surprised when Scott gave up dancing to enlist.
I was not for it. I kind of wanted him to continue on trying to do. He was an entertainer to me. And I love that because that's what he was good at doing. And not that he didn't become a good soldier, but I think, you know, the world needs more fun stuff. That's what was bothersome about it.
Banhold decided to change his course when he saw the Twin Towers fall on television. Schaefer says everyone tried to talk him out of joining the Army.
I can remember his dad and I standing in the dance room trying to talk him out of it. He had this calling, and that was that.
His former wife, Anna, says it's Banhold's passion that she'll miss the most.
He was magic. He was a great energy to this world. He was confident. He was not scared. It was a joy.
She hopes that's what her children, ages 9 and 10, will also remember about their dad. For NPR News, I'm Kathleen Horan in New York.